Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on James Kilburg, K-I-L-B-U-R-G. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kilburg as described in the report cited above. Period. He now alleges to have sustained another injury at work on 1/11/21, but is vague about the mechanism of injury. Period. In fact, he denies sustaining any injury when he fell on the trailer while at work. Period. He does recall injuring his back previously in 2018. Period. He has not undergone any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. This is my understanding. He received an order approving settlement on 5/9/22. In the amount of 30% partial total lumbar spine minus 25% for pre-existing conditions. He has now applied for modification of that award. Period. In conjunction with it, he scratched that. Go back to the order approving settlement. 30% of partial total for the orthopedic residuals of lumbar sprain with left lumbar radiculitis at the L5-S1 nerve root, comma, disc protrusion at L1-2, comma, disc bulge at L4-5, comma, and disc herniation at L5-S1, semicolon, minus 25% for pre-existing conditions. Period. At the time of his settlement, he indicated his agreement with its terms, period. Besides a good day or a bad day, his low back condition has primarily stayed the same, period. He was not undergoing any active medical care for his back, low back condition at that time, period. New paragraph, additional medical records show. He was evaluated by Dr. Baliga on 2/17/22, period. He offered estimates of disability for the work-related motor vehicle accident on 6/18/18 and the work-related slip and fall injury of 1/11/21, period. He gave estimates of disability of 25% of the right shoulder, period. He also increased the estimate of disability at the lumbar spine by 30%, period. He did have neurosurgical consultation by Dr. De La Soda on 11/21/22, period. He noted the petitioner had previously seen him on 1/20/21, at which time he was referred for a lumbar spine MRI and x-rays, period. He did undergo EMG on 5/19/21, suggestive of left lumbar radiculitis that would localize to the L5-S1 nerve root, but there was no evidence of peripheral neuropathy. Period. He also had a lumbar myelogram CT done on 10/4/21 that revealed no lumbar instability. Period. There was mild multi-level lumbar spondylosis, most pronounced at L5-S1, with shallow central and left foraminal disc herniations without significant central canal stenosis. Semicolon, mild left foraminal stenosis, semicolon, L1-2, small right foraminal disc herniation, and osteophytic ridging, mildly narrowing the right subarticular recess and neural foramen, period. He had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 2/16/21 without contrast, period, revealed disc bulging superimposed shallow central disc protrusion type herniation at L5-S1, semicolon right foraminal disc protrusion type herniation with marginal osteophyte formation at L1-2, period. Lumbar spine x-rays, flexion and extension were done on 2/16/21, revealed a few mild degenerative changes scattered through the lumbar spine with no other significant lumbar sequel findings. Period. Dr. De La Soda evaluated the petitioner and recommended updated diagnostic testing in the form of lumbar MRI and flexion extension x-rays for lumbar radiculopathy. Period. On 12/12/22, he did undergo the lumbar spine x-rays. Here they showed no evidence of lumbar instability with flexion or extension. Here there was mild degenerative disc disease in the thoracolumbar lumbar spine, semicolon, mild slash moderate L5-S1 facet joint hypertrophy. Period. He returned to Dr. De La Soda on 12/14/22 to review these results. Period. Repeat clinical exam. Found no motor or sensory deficits. Period. Straight leg raising was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Period. Low back revealed restricted range of motion in all directions. Period. At that juncture, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective, but he was advised to continue staying active as well as accomplish weight reduction. A modified bioskin brace was also recommended. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He was marginally cooperative with the evaluation, refusing to gown, and in his demeanor overall. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed callus formation, rough texture, and dead under his fingernails bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Lower extremities remained in his sweatpants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. The rest is normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion, active extension was 35 degrees, comma, rotation right 50 degrees and left 40 degrees. All with tenderness. Flexion and bilateral side bending were full without discomfort. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and declined attempting to squat and rise. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 10 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Period. Bilateral side bending was to 15 degrees and bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. Period. He had global tenderness to palpation throughout this region, sparing the sciatic notches, iliac crest, and greater trochanters. Supine straight leg raise maneuver at 45 degrees on both the right and left sides. He elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. There were bilateral positive reverse flip maneuvers and positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. James Kilberg has reportedly been injured at work on at least two occasions. The most recent event is the subject event of 1/11/21. Period. His treatment for that was captured in my latest report of 3/25/22. Period. At that time, I offered 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine and right shoulder. Period. Since then, he received an order approving settlement on 5/9/22. Period. He then applied for a reopener. Period. He returned to Dr. De La Soda, who recommended updated diagnostic studies. Period. He did have lumbar flexion extension x-rays and a lumbar MRI that did not show substantive objective worsening to a material degree. Period. As of 12/14/22, Dr. De La Soda released him from neurosurgical care. Period. mid-paragraph, the current exam found him to be only partly compliant with the evaluation process. Where there were skin changes on the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, he had markedly variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, seated straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees, failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Period, however, supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 45 degrees, elicited low back tenderness. Period, this is not clinically meaningful. Period, he also had positive reverse flip, axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period, in paragraph, my estimates of disability and causation remain the same as marked in my latest report. And that is the end.